It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. 11 people are being arraigned in a London court today in connection with the alleged plot to blow up airliners headed for the U.S. They have been charged with violating Britain's anti-terrorism laws. Prosecutors announced the charges yesterday, 10 days after police arrested 24 people suspected of planning to smuggle liquid explosives aboard aircraft. NPR's Guy Raz has been following the case from London and joins us now. And Guy, let's talk first about the charges. What are they specifically?
Well, Renee, basically prosecutors have divided this group of 11 people into two. Eight of them have been charged with two counts. One, conspiracy to murder, and the second count is conspiracy to prepare an act of terrorism. And then three others have been charged with the lesser crime under Britain's 2000 Terrorism Act, with failing to inform the police about this impending alleged plot. Now, there are 11 others who are still in police custody. They are still being questioned. They haven't yet been charged, but we got some kind of sense yesterday from prosecutors that more charges will be forthcoming.
And I gather police have some pretty compelling evidence.
They do. And what's really amazing is how much of it they made public yesterday. It's very rare for British investigators to tell the public in detail about the material evidence they gathered. We got a pretty clear sense of what they have so far yesterday. We know they found bomb-making chemicals. They found how-to manuals on how to manufacture bombs, electronic equipment, and then very ominously, they found some martyrdom videos as well. So it seems pretty clear that police have gathered some pretty compelling evidence so far.
And do you have any new details about the people who are being charged?
Yes. Nine of them are men. One of them is a 17-year-old boy. He's the 10th. And the 11th is a 23-year-old woman. Her name is Qasr Ali. Her husband is actually one of the men charged. His name is Ahmed. And together they have an 8-month-old child. Most of these people who have been charged all come from the London neighborhood of Walthamstow. It's in the East End. I spent some time there in the past weeks talking mostly with people who know these guys. And without exception, really, nobody believed that these young people were involved. I spoke, in fact, to a fellow named Imtiaz Kadir, who's a fairly prominent member of the Lee Bridge Road Mosque, where many of these suspects attended. And he was pretty skeptical. Let me play a bit of tape of what he told me last week.
This is totally out of character what's being portrayed in the news at the moment. They are very gentle and they are very good practicing young men.
But you know, Renee, yesterday Mr. Kadir was in total shock when he got word of the news of the charges. He simply couldn't believe it because, of course, he knows all of these young people.
And Guy, I gather there had been skepticism in the British press about whether police were overhyping this case.
You know, Renee, there was, and it was really mounting. I mean, there's a kind of a deep and a very pervasive cynicism in the British press. It's a kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't approach. Tony Blair is deeply unpopular in this country in many quarters, particularly within the Islamic community now. And there's a suspicion that the government is targeting them for political reasons. But, you know, the British police is essentially a politically independent body. I mean, they don't answer to Downing Street. So I think a lot of that skepticism was misguided. But on the other hand, it really did put some inadvertent pressure on police to come out with the evidence, which really was unprecedented, as I say, because police here just don't leak information. And in this case, they were very detailed about what they had.
Guy, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Guy Raz in London.